The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill, and tomorrow we're going to spend some time. Today was the qualifying deadline for candidates wanting to run for U.S. Congress, U.S. House, State House, State Senate jobs, governor, and we're going to look across the state at some of the key races. You've had huge numbers of legislators in Tennessee in particular who've decided to retire or seek other offices. So a lot of turnover coming in the Tennessee General Assembly, also several open seats in the U.S. House as several members of Congress like Jimmy Duncan in Knoxville decided to retire rather than seek reelection. We'll kind of break down some of the races across the state and what we may be able to expect in what will be just an absolutely banner year in politics. And I can tell you, the radio stations, TV stations, mail houses, printers are just, they're foaming at the mouth with anticipation of how much money is going to be spent this year. And we'll break down some of the key races coming up. The Washington Examiner has a story that I've got posted at TennesseeStar.com. Again, Tennessee Star on Facebook, Gill Report on Facebook. Washington Examiner story says Republicans are not concerned about that MTSU poll that we talked about in the first segment today. Marsha Blackburn supposedly trailing Phil Bredesen by 10 points. It's bogus. It's not true. And the Washington Examiner lays out a pretty good case for why the poll is as bogus as, well, I explained in the first segment today. And gosh, we were talking about sex week, and I have to just tell you, I mean, trying to be delicate here, I feel so sorry for that poor UT football fan who is so distraught over the last couple of years when Tennessee football just couldn't make its way into the end zone. We couldn't get into the checkerboard square. We could not score under Butch Jones, and there's great hope that Coach Pruitt will be an entirely different matter. But I feel so sorry for that poor UT football fan or UT student on campus who's a big UT football fan that comes across the sex week schedule and thinks that some of the focus on end zone has to do with better offensive efficiency for the football team when they're going to get in those meetings and really, really be surprised. They're really going to be surprised. Also, a new story that, again, I'll post up for you to read. A third of college students, according to a new U.S. Department of Education survey, a third, 36% of college students say they don't get enough to eat, and many are kind of in a homeless situation. Wow, maybe instead of sex week, the University of Tennessee ought to be handing out like sandwiches and Cheetos and burritos to the student population instead of focusing on perversion, if we really cared for our students. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. You have a great rest of the evening.